Good morning. Years ago, I had to take several tests to see how I would fit into the ministry here at Vineyard Church. One of those tests were called Clifton Strength Finder. That test was pretty accepted in the religious world and also the corporate world. It demonstrated your five top strengths concerning leadership. In taking that test, I found that one of my strengths were something that was called responsibility, meaning I naturally gravitate to levels of responsibility that if it doesn't stay in check, I very quickly go to a dysfunctional level of trying to control events and things that fall under my purview. I share this with you to let you know that I personally struggle with worry and anxiety, anxiousness. I don't think that is something that I'm powerless to address in my life. I believe because I know I have the propensity to justify and legitimize a heightened level of worry, it cannot be allowed to control me. In this section of Scripture, Matthew 6, Jesus is using three items to demonstrate the power of worry and anxiousness in people's lives. These worries are, what will you eat? What will you drink? What will you wear? This seems like the most basic needs of existence. I think his remedy to address our possibility of giving in to worry is found in relationship. In this section of Scripture, several times, Jesus says, "Your heavenly Father has knowledge of your needs even before you're aware of your need." In other words, I think the idea of saying, "Stop thinking about worrying," only creates more worry. Jesus understands the theory of substitution. When you are worried about what you will eat, drink, or wear, I want you to understand that your Heavenly Father already knows what you have need of. Focus on God. So instead of addressing the negatives of worry, Jesus flips the script and says, instead of focusing on not worrying, he wants us to have a point of focus, and that is on the kingdom. He is actually substituting the negative concerns that are a catalyst for worry, and he flips it and gives us a positive view of seeing that we have a Heavenly Father. In this relationship with him and his kingdom, our needs are met. Thought for the day: if his kingdom is your focus, then your needs becomes his focus.